Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Hey, Craig.
You know what it is?
What?
Another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone.
Yeah.
I'm Craig.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Craig.
And we got stacks.
And I'm Craig.
Of stories.
You're supposed to say I'm Aaron.
Aaron.
And I'm Craig.
Aaron. We got a stack of stories.
Stack of stories.
I'll take the first one.
I'm kind of punchy right now.
Because I wish I had been here, or I wish there was a camera to record this. But
A camera to record this?
Headline is... University student walks off wharf into Halifax Harbor while looking at phone.
That's like the girl in the mall.
Yeah, it is.
That and falls into mad.
She did.
She got all mad and all puffed up about it.
Yeah, look, it's her fault.
You're the big dummy that walked into...
Get your nose off the screen.
Sometimes I wonder if that's viral marketing, though.
A university student took an icy dip in the Halifax Harbor after police say he walked off the wharf while looking at his phone. This happened at 11:50 Friday.
Because that's important.
Right before lunch. Halifax Regional Police got a call about a person falling into the harbor at that place. Yeah, and so-and-so said.
Dude, Phil Power.
Oh, that's old man Power's boy.
Yeah.
It was a student that had fallen into the harbor because they weren't paying attention.
They were looking for a safe place.
They were actually looking at their phone. They were distracted. And just think of it, Craig. People do this in the car. People
walk off of harbors into the harbor.
Text, and it's that serious. Power said the male student was in the water for a very short amount of time and was able to climb out of the water with the help of a group of friends. Oh, no. So his friends saw all this taking place.
I hope they got a recording of
it. You know, they saw it. I bet they saw it about to happen and didn't stop him. I wouldn't. If you were looking at your phone and we were walking towards the harbor.
I would take pause.
What are you, a vet now?
No. No.
Oh.
That wouldn't. I got nothing.
The veterinarian.
I got
pause.
It. Pause. P-A-W-S. Or in your case, where you're hillbilly, where you're from. Paul.
I'm not a hillbilly.
Would be your dad. Paul.
Hey, Paul. So I'm looking for the man who shot my paw.
So he took pause. He paused. Would you pause the guy so he wouldn't fall in?
No, I would just laugh.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'd laugh too.
The
that
student
really got weird.
The student was taken to the hospital as a precaution since the water was quite cold, Power said, but was not injured. So Power said that, but he wasn't injured.
I bet his phone didn't have any power.
Oh, and his phone was injured.
I bet his phone, did they get his phone
unless
back?
He threw it to a buddy as he was falling in. Kind of like acrobats.
Or like when he fell off a bridge, was hanging on the bridge, and then fell 50 feet.
The last episode, yeah.
Same guy?
I hope not.
Me either.
Hey,
you know what we missed? Me neither.
You know what we missed?
Me neither.
Right before Thanksgiving?
You ever notice I randomly just say stuff?
Yeah.
Me neither.
That kind of adds to the podcast, I think. But anyway, this next story that you're about to read,
yeah,
we missed it. And I can't believe we missed it. Anyway.
I feel that we probably should cue the music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you ready for the story that apparently somebody misplaced?
I didn't misplace it. I just didn't see it until recently.
Uh-huh. November 19th.
Yeah, that's like weeks ago.
Not really.
Well, a week or two.
Okay, you know what November 19th was?
I do.
World Toilet Day.
Yeah, and if I missed the opportunity to send you a card that said Happy World Toilet Day. Next year, buddy. It's already on my calendar.
I would have flushed it.
That would have stunk.
World Toilet Day is a campaign to motivate and mobilize millions around the world on issues of sanitation.
Yeah. So it's a good thing. I make light of it.
Do we need that?
We don't.
There's a country I will not name that needs that.
There's a lot of countries that need it.
Originally established by the World Toilet Organization, the WTO.
Are you part of that?
No, but I'm going to look into it now because I like to say I'm part of the WTO.
Yes.
This is back in 2001. This day draws attention to global sanitation issues. It's marked each year the 19th of November. Not that we would
always remember the 19th November and flush.
I'm kind of confused though that
these are just some facts. Okay, toilet facts.
Because I'm missing the first two.
Yeah, I kind of edited for time
and probably for.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them weren't funny or interesting, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to know how much toilet paper the average
person. So.
Yeah.
Little facts here for you.
some toilet facts.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. As per a study,
yeah,
the more features on your smartphone,
yes,
the longer you sit on the toilet.
No wonder I'm in there so long. Yeah, I need to start leaving that thing outside.
You want to know something else?
What?
There are more TVs in Afghanistan than there are toilets.
Are you serious?
Interestingly, 90% of the population has TVs, while only 7%.
Wow. That's a huge difference.
That's huge. That's Did you know that you were flushing up to 26 liters of water at every flush?
We're not either because we got
a 1.3 flush. Isn't it 1.3?
Nobody flushes that much in a single flush.
Well, correct. But our tanks are now in the United States are regulated to like 1.3 gallons.
But just think, they said you were flushing up to 26 liters. That would be 13 2-liter bottles of Coke. Nobody's flushing that much water.
Do you need to look up and see how many gallons that is?
No.
Okay, but it's not that much. Also, the tank does not empty completely.
Yeah, and my tank wouldn't hold 2 or 3 2-liters.
That's because you're short. You got a wee little toilet. You got the Fisher-Price starter toilet. That's why.
Oh, please.
You could easily find the cleanest toilet in a public place if you remember that the first toilet cubicle in a row. What?
Yeah, the first toilet cubicle you walk to when you enter a bathroom.
Oh, in a row is the least used. Yeah. Okay, so human nature is to skip the first one.
No, this is like a Craig tip. If you want to use.
Not that we had a Craig tip little diddly that plays. Diddly. I said a piddly or a diddly. Talking about the toilet.
Talk about.
The toilet and the piddles.
So do the Craig tip.
You want a little fact from Craig?
Yeah, Craig facts.
You want to find the cleanest toilet in the public place?
Yes.
When you walk in?
Yeah.
If you remember that when you walk in, there's a row of stalls.
Right, normally.
Pick the first one. It's the least used and thus the cleanest of all.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's not really my fact. I made that up. But actually, that's what this says right here.
You didn't make it up.
No.
It's written.
No, it's right. Right.
It's written right here in front of us.
It was written right there in front of us.
You didn't write this article.
Okay. Be cautious.
Okay.
That's another tip.
Oh, so this is a different tip.
Different tip.
We're on
different
tip.
Fact.
Different. We're on to a different fact.
Different fact. Accidents do happen in toilets. Doesn't that happen all the time? Oh, no, it's not an accident if you make it there.
That's the purpose. That's true.
If you make it there, it's not an accident.
Okay.
King George II even died falling off of one in 1760. They made it very tall back then.
I didn't know they had toilets in 1760.
It was like a 25-foot tall toilet.
It was a throne. It was literally a throne.
Hey. And nearly 40,000 Americans are injured in toilets every year.
Elvis Presley died on a toilet.
But he died drug. It was a drug thing.
Well.
He just happened to unfortunately be there.
Yeah, but I've got an interesting fact.
What?
Okay, this will take a minute, but
we don't have a minute.
I read Andy Kaufman's biography. Uh-huh. Actually, it wasn't an autobiography because Bob Zemuda wrote it after Andy passed.
Right.
But they went to Graceland. You know how Andy.
And
Kaufman,
you never know if this is really true because it's
no.
Andy,
this is true.
Andy.
This is true. This is they have witnesses. Andy Kaufman was a big Elvis fan.
Correct.
Huge.
Correct.
He did Elvis.
For those don't know Andy Kaufman, he was on the TV show Taxi. But if you're middle aged, you'll know the show Taxi.
Yeah.
And he played
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. And, okay.
So, okay. So they're in line at Graceland, and somebody that works at Graceland recognized Andy Kaufman. So she went up and she said, "You guys are in the wrong line. We've got a celebrity tour that you guys are eligible for." So they went on the celebrity tour, which included upstairs, which most people don't get to go upstairs. You got to be a celebrity. So they're upstairs and they go in Elvis's bedroom, and the lady leading the tour is talking to Bob Zemuda. She hears a toilet flush. Andy Kaufman had used Elvis's toilet.
No way.
Yeah.
Just to say he did.
The one he died on came out, and she said that no one has used that toilet since Elvis died on it.
And you know, another fact is, according to maybe Andy himself, that Andy does the only Elvis impersonation that Elvis approved of.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Elvis really liked it. He did a great one.
Andy was brilliant.
He was aggravating, but he was
no. Aggravating. To me, he was hilarious.
He was aggravating, but he was
a genius.
Brilliant. He was brilliant.
Yeah, I think he was a comedy genius.
Hey, why don't you save it for the Andy Kaufman podcast?
I'm sorry to sidetrack your toilet facts, but that reminded me.
So I'm sure he would be proud to know he was associated with toilet facts.
You know he would.
No one. Here's another one. Ready?
I'm ready.
No one can avoid the call of nature.
We happen to
visit toilets about 2,500 times a year, and maybe more when having a bad stomach during many times.
Oh, I see what they did there. They added to it.
Number, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Toilet paper is rumored to have been invented in China in the 6th century.
Oh, we need to do something about these.
Save it. There's more.
Oh.
Chinese have also built public toilets for dogs.
Well,
that's not entirely a bad idea.
That's not. I was about to say something, but that
yeah, you had
makes
nothing
sense.
Snarky to say, did
I
you?
I think my dog got a little potty.
Another fact.
Okay.
You stay there over there and entertain yourself. To your surprise,
how do
you don't
know that?
You don't know this yet. To your surprise, bathroom is a reason for arguments among 70% of the couples in the UK.
You know what that's? You know what that means? That means that the couples in UK are much happier than the couples in
the
America.
Couples?
Because they don't have anything to argue about. They end up arguing about the bathroom.
And strangely enough,
yeah,
they're arguing about the throne.
Yes.
And they're British.
Careful.
Get it?
Throne, yeah, I got it. Yeah, it was really good.
Anyway, on average,
yeah,
you ready for this fact?
Yes,
which
I guess.
Which I have an issue with because I don't think it's true.
Okay.
Babies change their diapers. Well, I don't know how a baby would ever change its own diaper.
I've
never
seen
one that could. 10,000 times before they learn to use the bathroom themselves.
10,000 times?
That's not true.
That can't be true.
You've had two kids. I've had three kids. I've never gone through 10,000
Wait
diapers.
A second, though. If you think about it, yeah, we went through, I bet we went through a pack of 20 diapers.
Not 10,000.
Every couple of days?
Not 10,000. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe, well, maybe they're just big poopers over in England.
Maybe.
Yeah. They do like thrones over
there. Yes,
yeah.
Don't they?
The average kitchen chopping board has around 200,000 more fecal.
Fecal surprise.
Or fecus bacteria on it than a toilet seat.
Baloney.
I've heard the same thing. No, baloney. Doesn't mention baloney having any on it at all. But I have heard that cell phones are about as nasty as toilets.
Yeah, because you take them in the bathroom with you. And
you don't know that. We've been watching.
No, but everybody does.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Germs from flushing a toilet can move ahead. I've heard this. Can move ahead of 6 feet.
That
every
makes
time you
sense.
Flush a toilet, germs get airlifted and can become potentially the cause of infection. Airlifted.
They call the ambulance. Get these germs quick.
That was my attempt at doing a helicopter.
It was pretty good.
I couldn't come up with anything.
I knew what it was.
On the spur of the moment.
You didn't have to say anything.
But I heard that actually from someone at a hospital that actually when you flush it, they get thrown.
Yeah, that makes sense because of all the whirling. It's like a little tornado in there.
Yep.
The water. It's a water tornado.
Originally, toilet means act of washing, dressing, and preparing oneself.
That's
derived from French.
That's why sometimes like perfume says eau de toilette.
That makes sense because I didn't know.
Toiletries. You know, they consider a brush a toiletry.
I'm with you. Following you.
Yeah.
You may keep going.
I didn't mean to yell.
More facts?
Yeah. You got more?
Yeah. You may be surprised to learn that almost 20% of people do not wash their hands after they visit the toilet. And those who do, only 30% use. Actually, I'm not surprised at all.
I am.
I'm not. I watch people all the time.
Almost 20% of people. Okay. No,
no,
you're
30%
right.
30%
yeah.
You don't use. So you get those yeah. people that come in just kind of.
Well, that makes me happy because I actually thought it was less than 80% that wash their hands. So. Yeah, those the water sprinklers.
So 20% of people, 30% go in and just kind of wiggle their fingers under the water.
Yeah.
Like that does anything.
It's 20%, a show.
20, yeah.
It's a show. Yeah.
20 people, very boring show, by the way. then 20% of the people just don't bother at all.
They
like,
just walk out the door.
It. I
yeah.
just don't even care. Over 7 million people in the U.S. have admitted to having dropped their cell phones in the toilet bowl.
I've never done that. Have you?
I have not.
I haven't either.
I
my
know
brother-in-law
somebody who
has. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The next bath it would take would be in a bunch of rubbing alcohol.
Rubbish.
Or maybe some Pine Sol or whatever.
Something.
Maybe just fire. A bath of fire.
We yeah.
take care of it.
And now I've heard of people dropping pagers back when we had pagers because they're clipped to your belt. And I did hear about that a lot. Pagers
yeah,
dropping
those
in
should
toilets.
Be dropped in toilets.
Yeah.
And what I just say, mobile phones have 18 times more bacteria than toilet handles.
Wow.
Yep.
Impressive.
Okay, one
right.
may be prone to kidney and bladder diseases if they suppress their pee-pee time just because the toilets at the public places are not clean.
I've got a person in my family that won't use a public toilet. They'll drive home in pain.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Rigorous raggy. Washing of hands with soap for about 15 to 20 seconds is recommended for killing harmful germs. However, only 5% of people wash their hands for 15 seconds or more.
Wow.
You know what I say?
What?
Put timers at the sink. Maybe we'll do better.
That's a good idea.
How about a clock?
What if you hit a button, the water ran for like 20 seconds?
How about if they're going to make those stupid ones that you go to the restaurant, you push the button down and it wants to turn off
about
3 seconds
terrible.
Later? How about set them for 15 seconds? We'll know when they're done.
Those will get on my nerves.
I've had about enough of these.
You had some pretty good facts there. I mean, I was entertained.
They were my facts.
Well,
I think we put some people to sleep talking about it.
I don't. Here's a headline for you. You ready for this?
Yes, the headline is.
Okay. Headline is world's shortest international flight. You know how long it took?
8 minutes.
The world's shortest international flight of just 8 minutes took off on Wednesday, bringing travelers across the border from Switzerland to Germany on an Australian airline.
Okay, first of all, it's an Austrian airline.
Oh, yeah. I misread that. Sorry. But they do sound a little bit alike.
They sound nothing.
Put another shrimp on the
bobby. They sound nothing at all. Isn't Arnold Schwarzenegger Austrian?
Is he? That was my Arnold. Get down.
Get to the chopper. Get the shrimp on the bobby.
Lower your drapes and your cottons.
Get to the chopper. Crikey.
That's not a knife.
That's not the knife.
That's even better. The Australian people's... Oh, I'm sorry.
Again with the Australians.
I am sorry. Forgive me over there, guys. The Austrian People's Air Group started up its new flight connection from St. Gallen, Allerthring.
Why don't they just catapult them over the channel?
Switzerland to Friedrichshafen over Lake Constance at 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday.
Lake Incontinence?
So that's it's interesting to me that there's an international flight that's 8 minutes.
Well, it's because anything can be 8 minutes. If across the creek was another country, yeah, that would be...
But nobody's ever done it before, Craig. Traveling just
you're right. No one's done it before me.
Traveling just 20 kilometers, the journey is over in what may feel like a blink of an eye, or in 8 minutes to be exact. The airline
does the pilot go,
ladies and gentlemen, if you look out the window, everybody blink.
We're here.
We're here.
The steward has just finished her little speech about buckling up when you're landing. Alternatively, travelers can also drive the roughly 63 kilometers between the two airports by car around Lake Constance, which would take an hour. So I'd rather have
first
8 minutes.
Constance. You keep saying incontinence.
You know,
sounds like you're saying incontinence.
One thing here, one thing there.
So basically, major countries have figured out how to make the most of your money and your time.
Yeah.
These guys have not.
Right. Not yet.
No. We'll just fly you anywhere. Where you want to go? Where
across
you want
to go? Border?
Just right across, maybe, I don't know, like 8 minutes away.
I could just walk.
Why don't you get an Uber?
The stop in Friedrichshafen is meant to be a layover for passengers.
Did you say Friedrichshafen?
Going to or from Cologne Bonn Airport.
I hear it smells really good there.
But as quaint as an 8 minute flight may sound, it has also faced controversy for the disproportionate amount of fuel it needs.
Yes.
Okay. Here come the
yes.
Yeah. Previously, the world's shortest international flight.
They didn't ask me.
Was a 10 minute journey, so it's not that far off.
It's almost like someone wanted to do it just to say they could do it.
Yeah.
It's not impressive.
Really? Hey, we got a local story. You want to take it?
I do.
Okay, take it.
I want to talk about any time at all that a pedestrian is hit by a flying deer.
Oh, and it's not even Christmas yet.
No. Was it a flying reindeer?
It doesn't say that. But
you just saw a red ball coming towards him.
Weep.
Pedestrian.
That was his nose.
I got that.
Weep. Yeah. Remember how it sounded when the black stuff popped off? They were mean to Rudolph.
They were very. They wouldn't let him play. You know what they wouldn't do? Wouldn't let him play any of the reindeer games.
Really?
Yeah, they wouldn't let him do anything. They wouldn't let him. They had the stuff they would do. And
they were so mean to him.
I know.
They didn't pick on him for that nasally voice he had before it popped off.
Pizza parties. He didn't get to go to that. He didn't get to go to the soccer matches.
But Santa said, "I need you to guide my sleigh tonight."
Yeah. Why are you? Why are you of all people telling me this? You don't
because
like
we
Christmas.
Got a flying deer in this story.
Okay, ready? This happened just not far.
I mean,
this is
close.
A hop and a skip.
We could take an 8 minute flight to
from
this
like
place.
A deer like a deer's throw from here. What? A pedestrian was hit by a deer. This is in Clarksville, Tennessee. Apparently,
yes.
I'm assuming this is Clarksville, Tennessee.
It is Clarksville, Tennessee. Yeah.
A pedestrian was hit by a deer that was hit by a minivan. That was hit by a squirrel on Dover Road Thursday evening at about 5:30 p.m. A Woodlawn woman was driving west in a 2004 Pontiac Montana.
Ooh.
When a deer entered the road, according to the accident report obtained by the Leaf Chronicle.
The Clarksville Leaf Chronicle.
The minivan hit the deer, and the deer went airborne.
8 minute flight. Oh, yeah. That's a long flight. That minivan must have been speeding.
Okay.
The
deer flew off the car and hit a pedestrian, according to Clarksville Police Spokeswoman Officer Natalie Hall.
She sounded like a man.
That's all I got. The pedestrian had broken bones, and he was taken to Tenova Healthcare in Clarksville for treatment.
But what about the deer?
I don't think he made it.
All
right, next story.
Yeah.
Woman who set fire to Dollar Tree store in Kent was upset there were no shopping carts.
So I'm going to burn the place down.
If I can't have a shopping cart, nobody gets a shopping cart.
Watch this.
A 64, 64-year-old woman. 64-year-old woman was charged Wednesday with first-degree arson in connection with a fire that destroyed several businesses in a Kent strip mall Sunday. The King County Prosecutor's Office charged Linda Catherine Poplowski.
Talk about.
Poplowski.
Poplowski.
With first-degree arson. Bail was set at $250,000.
That's a lot of money.
Several businesses in the strip mall were destroyed in the fire. The roof of the building collapsed after the fire erupted.
This is serious.
Around 3 p.m. Sunday. Don't mess with this woman and her shopping carts.
This is not funny
at all.
It
cost her more than a dollar.
Oh, Dollar Tree.
It went up like a tree. According to court documents, the woman became upset about there being no shopping carts at the Dollar Tree store. Shut up. She left the store, returned shortly afterward, and told the employees she was going to burn the store down.
Just like the guy in Office Space.
I guess so.
Okay, I'm going to burn the place down.
The woman went into an aisle where cards and party supplies were and then left the store, telling employees the store was on fire.
Oh, gosh, she did it right there.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought she like went behind the building and lit a fuse or something.
Was this a cartoon?
Yeah, maybe it is.
Employees found a fire and attempted to extinguish it, but were unsuccessful Dollar Tree does not carry $1 fire extinguishers. The defendant had stayed at the location of the fire, was apparently taking pictures and video of the fire.
Look what I did.
She got a selfie, I hope. Yeah. As it continued to burn, the document said, the defendant was found to have a lighter on her person and a lighter in her purse.
Two lighters.
Nobody was hurt.
Nobody.
75 firefighters were called
to
the 3-alarm fire.
That's going to cost somebody some green.
It's going to cost that lady some mental.
She better grow some Dollar Trees.
She's going to be in a place for a while.
Yeah.
She's going to be in the pokey.
I hope they have shopping carts in the Stony Lonesome.
And here's the thing.
What?
Do you need a shopping cart? You might, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dollar for everything. Dude, they're got like everything.
Load up.
You
know, like
they got Dollar Tree, you know they got Dollar Tree trilogy?
They got bubbles. You can blow bubbles.
You know what else they got?
They got coloring books.
You know what else? They got the theater-sized boxes of candy for a dollar.
Yeah, but so does Walmart.
We're not talking about Walmart.
Yeah, but it's probably fresher at Walmart.
No, like they order the stale ones.
Well, they don't order them, but they, you know.
This is Candace down at the Dollar Tree. Hey, could you guys send us some more of them?
They probably do because
send us some more of them year-old candies.
They don't have the buying power Walmart has.
Candace, and Candace is short for candy. Short for Candace.
I want candy.
You think that was subconsciously? I use the name Candace.
Probably
candy. Candace. Mm-hmm.
It's a brain thing.
I don't have.
You should
one.
Probably have a CAT scan.
I had one.
I know.
You're like,
okay.
He rubbed the cat up and down my head. Nothing came out of it. not out of the cat.
He bring in a Labrador for some lab work?
Some lab work, yeah. There's a bad joke in there.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
I'm going to stack my papers. Ready?
Go.
You ready?
Well, Craig, that brings us to the end of another episode.
Oh, no.
Yep, time to go. Time to wrap it up. Time to play our theme song and skedaddle.
Skidoodly.
Get on out of here. But before we leave, I would like to shout out to...
Oh!
What?
Nerdy Words.
Nerdy Words. Yeah, there are podcast brothers in arms on the Ace Podcast Network. And I've been listening to them this week.
I've got brothers with arms?
You do. The three guys that started Nerdy Words are Colby Heffington, Neil Chambers, and Tyler Stovall. And
Old Man Stovall's kid?
That's the one, yeah, Tyler. Yeah. They get together and they discuss... nerdy stuff like video games, movies.
I like that.
But they just talk kind of like you and I do, but they don't bring weird news.
And they don't mispronounce words.
They do some, but that's okay.
We are related then.
I enjoy that. But anyway, check out Nerdy Words on Ace Podcast Network.
Ace Podcast.
That's pretty good.
Getting good at her voice.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Ace Podcast. I can't do it.
Ace Podcast.
That's very good. They may hire you.
You think?
Adam may be calling.
I don't think he will.
Anyway. Have a great few days until our next episode. We'll see you
there. Bye. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. And the dawn is breaking. It's early morning. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn, and already I'm so
thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream, that's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.